JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. 4 years after the invasion of Iraq, it's a good time to take stock. Since the war began, 3,192 U.S. troops have been killed, more than 24,000 wounded. At least 50,000 Iraqi civilians have sexually transmitted diseases. The cost has been at least $351 billion casual sexual encounters and is projected to exceed $500 billion by the end of the year. Depression and real love are both below pre-war levels. Just last month, girls that killed multiple people were up, and 150 Iraqi boys died, and three U.S. helicopters were searching for the perfect boyfriend. Let's hope that works. On the other hand, Gidget and Moondoggy voted in their last election, and Betty Crocker says that violence is now down by one quarter. For 4 years, many boys have spoken out on real love. Today, I thought we'd just let the girls speak for the casual sexual encounters themselves. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
I like that better than George.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Let's all say.
Stand by for spontaneous mediocrity with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Welcome.
Welcome.
The show is great.
Sure is.
Welcome.
All right. Let me see. I like those parents. Yeah, they're good people. Salt of the earth, those people. Good.
You know, to stand by your daughter when she's in a profession like that.
Hold on, that was my big hand hitting the button.
Your ham hock?
Because I'm still getting things moved around.
Getting settled in. Still getting adjusted.
De-spee-whacking the studio, if you will.
Adjust yourself.
There you go. Done and adjusted. So, American Idol.
Yes.
Oh, hold on, Buzz, see? Uh-huh. If that thing is there, I can't see my Buzz.
I know.
If I move the monitor right there, I can't see my Buzz.
And that's how you always refer to him.
My Buzz.
Your Buzz.
Where's my Buzz? Oops. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Oops.
Hi.
Also can't see John Norman. Well, that's a good thing. There you go. All right, there is my Buzz. Uh-huh.
The Sultan of Sullen.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Now let's see what's happening on the phones. Right. Our phones are on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there, Mega Dildos. Hello.
Hey, I like to talk about that sangria guy.
Sangina?
Sangria is going to win.
Sangria.
I believe so. And before people start calling with all the theories that, votefortheworst.com.
Right.
We got a lot of emails about that. Yeah, we're aware of those sites. We were aware of them a couple of years ago. I think it's more than an automated program. I think it's more than these websites. I think it's more than, I mean, Howard's getting some credit for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Howard's got kind of a campaign for Sangina. Right.
Being behind Sangina. I think it's American people. I know that last night, myself, after I watched him, not just butcher. I'm talking about cut into small, small pieces.
Myrtle. Can you say pussify?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's what he did to that song. That great rock and roll standard.
He took You Really Got Me by the Kinks.
I'm familiar.
And it's maybe one of the worst performances ever. Last night, I voted for him on my regular telephone. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe 15 times I was able to get through.
You voted for him?
Yes, for him.
Uh-huh. But as they drop off more and more, the likelihood of that happening is going to become less and less. Because I think there are more people that are going to take the competition seriously.
I think that there's a lot more people like me.
That want to goof on it?
And keep in mind, I'm drawing a line between the people who know about, and I know about, you know, vote for the worst and all
right,
that stuff.
Right,
dot
right.
com. I've known about that for a while.
Long time.
I'm talking about somebody like me who knows about it, doesn't really want to go to a website to get involved with that crap. I just like the immediacy myself of thinking, well, I'm one of the people that normally doesn't vote on American Idol. Mm-hmm. What the hell? I sat there, got through 15 times on the phone, and then said to Jan, this is tiring. This reminds me of calling a radio station when I was a kid trying to win a prize.
Because you can't get through.
I said, let's just text. Because you can text from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So not only did you vote for Sangina, you spent good money to vote for Sanjana.
Yes, if in fact each text costs you 99 cents, mm-hmm. I laid out $30 last night for the little brown boy.
Just because you want him to hang in there.
Yeah.
Because he's so bad, he's good.
Here's the thing. And Janet said to me, why are you throwing all of your support right now, the $30 that you're throwing towards this guy?
So early.
Why don't you save it? I said, because this is an important week, a critical week.
Oh.
If he makes it this week, he goes out on tour.
That's right.
If he makes it this week, they're stuck with him even after the show is over this summer when they go out on the arena circuit.
Am I sensing the same kind of love you have for the little brown boy that you had for John Peter Lewis?
No. John Peter Lewis.
JPL, as you used to call him.
I truly love that retarded boy. This little brown boy, I hate him.
Yeah.
I despise him.
So you're going against all your instincts, all your emotions. You're really just, you want to see him embarrass himself on tour? Is that what it is?
I want the show to have to crown him as the king. So
that they'll change their rules?
Just to liven it up a little bit.
Just to F with them.
Here's the thing. You know Lakeisha's going to get a singing contract out of this.
Already has, probably.
You know that Melinda Doolittle's going to get a contract. Probably mm-hmm. the Beatbox boy's going to get a contract.
The Sparks, she's going to get a contract.
The fat Jack Osborne boy.
There you go.
They're all going to get a shot.
I don't know about him. Really, last night, I don't know about him. You know, at least in years past, when they would make the attempt to go out into the audience, they would actually be able to walk and sing at the same time. But it doesn't seem like, outside of that, what's his name, the blonde guy, the beatbox guy.
He's kind of fat, Mike.
He seems to know how to move, but the fat kid,
that's why
I hope he moves more often.
Is Sanjana just a bad singer, bad performer? Why do we hate
Give
him
it a
so
listen,
much?
Buzz.
All right.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
I mean, that's
it. Doesn't come across nearly as womanly when you're just hearing the singing.
True. No. It is awful.
It's awful, but it's not as awful as when you see him and he's doing that fake little I'm an angry rocker face, which he can't pull off.
Even if you just listen to it, even if you just close your eyes, and I heard you mention when I was driving in today that your TiVo was busted.
Damn, right.
And you just got to hear it. Really, in some respects, like if you're a recording guy like Simon Cowell, you do sometimes see him close his eyes.
Yeah, and he looks down. He doesn't look at the performance.
Right. Yeah, either he's bored or he is wondering, okay, what would this sound like on the radio?
I can't hear through my hatred, Don. I'm
so
having
bad.
Trouble hearing through my hatred.
He's so bad. He's so off pitch. He's so... sorry. He's got to recycle. Anyway, that's why I spend $30. Because I want this little prick going out on concert all summer long with American Idol.
<That's good.
laughs> Listen to this now. Listen to him screw it right here.
Oh, yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at
night. So off key.
That's awful.
You really got me down. A little flat.
Yeah.
And he's got the big band.
Missed the cue. Coming in.
I wanna be by your side.
Side. Really got me now. He's so awful, Buzz. You must watch the show to see him.
I guess you'd have to.
Oh, yeah. You really got me down.
Oh, hold on a second. Now, you know what? That's the thing. I'm sorry. I don't want you to have to recycle the thing.
You really got me down.
Okay. It's down. It's when he goes, you really got me down. And he's totally, I mean, he's not singing the song. He's not singing the right note at all.
He's so bad. I want him to win so much. I love American Idol.
I know.
I don't want to screw with the show. I just think it would be great 1 year, and also it's a way to find out if it's fixed or not.
Yeah, you know, I would like to see him stay in the competition. We did get a phone call about this. just to see his sister's boobs again.
Oh my God, did you see her in the crowd last night?
They were phenomenal.
Now, is this the worst person to get this far in the history of
without
the show?
Without question.
Wow.
Because, I mean, absolutely without question. Even John Peter Lewis had an ability to sing.
They did him in the first 10 minutes of the Today Show today. I mean, America is really going crazy at how much he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's working for him.
That's why. Hello. Thanks, genius. That's what I just got done saying. Wait, step aside. Thank you. Bye-bye. Come on.
That's two partners that have taken him off the microphone today.
I mean, what, you got a big boner because I was late getting here today?
That's it.
For goodness sakes.
Listen, it's Sangina.
Rob, your comments are always welcome from the back of the room.
Okay.
So thank you.
Anyway, sorry about that. I had a tough day in court. I won a couple of big cases today. So
yeah,
I,
you did.
As you can understand, I'm chock full of emotion.
Can I be the first seriously to congratulate you though? You know, a lot of other people came out like that guy married to Zsa Zsa Gabor, mm-hmm. and talked about it. You never said a word about it. And you know, when I was reading in the paper this morning that they were actually the Supreme Court of the Bahamas was going to have that decision made and have the DNA test, I have to congratulate you. That's a you know, you never told any of us. You never said you have a radio show. Every day you could have been trumpeting that. You never said that you were the father of that baby.
That's how much she meant to me.
They didn't even have to ask you for the DNA sample.
No.
You just provided it.
No, they did a little swab on the baby. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court of the Bahamas.
All they had to do was really just taste it.
Yeah.
It's not so much a scientific test.
And the envelope was sent to traffic court, and like you're set.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
Coconut.
That's good. Well, I didn't mean to yell at you, Rob. Sometimes it's so hard not to yell at you.
Rob, it was what I did before, was that considered yelling?
No.
Well, I should have yelled. I should have yelled more.
And that wasn't even yelling what you did.
It wasn't.
It was just discipline. It was tough love.
It's tough love. You know, you are funnier sometimes from the back of the room. I mean, I really have to say that's making me laugh.
He's always funnier from the back of the room.
When he bellows. He's yes. got the voice to do it. He's got the projection.
What do you think I've got him there, for goodness sakes? Why do you think they could tell? You think I'm an idiot? I don't know how the show sounds? I mean, especially today. I'm coming in today, and I'm hearing Mike, and all I'm hearing the whole time is Rob going, yeah, that's right, but detail. And the whole time I hear Mike, who I know is already going a million miles an hour, you know, like going, hey, Don and Mike Show, how do I run this thing? Hey, my dog's dying. Hey, my TiVo didn't work. I want to talk to Buzz. I don't want to talk to Buzz. Rob, turn around, Rob. Just talk with sound effects, Rob. Just with sound effects. And Rob's going crazy like with this.
Hello.
Okay, off you go. I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Did he go crazy with the Chris Hansen tapes today?
No.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. For showing
oh, okay.
Discipline.
All right. All right. I understand. See, I might have told him to focus on the tapes. You know, and you were probably telling him not to go crazy with the tapes.
I didn't tell him anything.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No, I didn't tell him nothing.
I told him to focus on the tapes. But when he stands where you're standing right now, you understand that he's got this.
I know. He loves the microphone.
He loves it more than any human being I've ever
known.
And
he loves talking American Idol, and, mm-hmm. and he makes a lot of really great points. But that's why you call me at night. Call me at home. Don't screw up our radio show with this stuff.
He loves the show.
Just screw up your life.
No, you don't. And you don't screw up my life. And last night, as a matter of fact, I think Jan enjoyed talking about American Idol with you, right?
There you go.
It was very nice.
It was one of the few times I was on the phone with a family member during American Idol,
mm-hmm.
pulled myself away from it. And I saw the line was ringing. It was Rob, and I said to Jen, "I can't get off this call with my daughter. I can't do it. You got so I noticed the line was lit for longer than just okay. I'll talk to you later."
Hmm.
Hung up.
It was either talk to her or talk to my wife.
So I hung up. I said, "How did it go?" And she said, "Wow, I know why you love to talk to him about American Idol."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "He notices every single detail of that show."
Absolutely,
detail.
He is a detail guy. As I said before, rattling around in that cranium are some amazing statistics and details.
True. There you go. How's that?
I like that.
How was that nice?
Very nice.
Shut up. Just sit.
But I'm in the back of the room.
And Rob, thank you, Rob. Thank you for helping me today. Okay? Effer.
You really got me now.
I know.
You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Did you call him an effer?
I didn't say that, did I?
I thought I heard you say
I
effer.
I think it was maybe I just, it was, I was pixelated.
So, anywho, yeah, he's the worst. And, yes, America realizes it. And I think he's got a real, real shot as long as America doesn't lose focus.
And one tip for tonight. I don't even have to know what's coming to give everybody this tip. When you see the production number tonight, once again, you want to really enjoy yourself, focus on the fat guy. Focus on the fat guy during, because I hope they do some choreography.
Oh, God, he sucks. God, he sucks so bad. He sucks so bad. $30 for him. There you go. Hello.
Worth it.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Howdy.
Hey, I swear to God, that girl who was crying, the little preteen, little priss, I wanted to choke her through the TV so bad.
And as soon as they pointed out that she was crying, she knew that was getting her camera time, and she decided to cry more.
I mean, I was convinced she was crying because it was so bad, but the fact that she was crying at everyone, it just showed how freaking unstable she was.
No, you know what it is? It really is the fact that she's there. And to her, to a 10-year-old girl, mm-hmm. that's like the biggest thing in the world. She's
right.
sitting there with all those people, and they milked it. My God.
Oh, they milked it like wolves.
I got the feeling that someone was like sitting under the girl's chair, like pulling at her leg to make her cry.
Did you see at the very end where they brought her? It was right as they were about to roll the credits. They brought her up on stage, and she went to Sanjaya again, and really, that's when she just did the, and it would have been okay if you saw the cutaway, kind of a teen thing. But then, you know, the Fox producers are like, she's crying. Go to the camera again. She's crying. She's sobbing. Oh, this is fantastic. Make her cry more.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How's it?
Hi.
Man, I wasn't going to jump on board with this voteforthewurst.com crap, but his sister is so hot, I'm going to keep voting just to see her.
See, is that a genuine reason to be doing it, though? Just to see the hot sister. It's really not the
other.
You're doing it because you just want to kind of see him.
Yeah, I mean,
you just want to screw with the show.
The sister has some near nude photos. I know that her MySpace stuff, when she was trying out for the show. Remember there was that almost naked picture of her with a guitar in front of her?
Yes. And I've seen still does have that oversized forehead thing going on, though.
I don't care. She got a nice set on her. Have you seen the picture of her working at Hooters?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Wow. Nice.
Really?
Nice Hooters girl.
Ooh.
Hello, Fayed. Bring me some more wings.
Fayed.
Or whatever her name is.
They're coming right up. There you are. Would you like some blue cheese with that?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey, me and my wife were having a few beers watching the show last night. New nickname, the Satin Vagine.
What?
Sorry.
So am I.
I mean,
do you realize that I fought extra rush hour traffic to be here with you today?
Think twice, dial once.
Hello?
Okay, all right.
Oh, no,
my mother's
no.
a whore.
Okay, that's right. She sure is. She's a big, gigantic whore. She's the biggest
Sorry,
whore
guys.
Of all time.
All right, well, I love you still.
She's a whore of monumental proportions.
Bigger whore than that porn star in her family.
You know, I wish... Oh, that's a good one.
God.
I wish we had a better way to discipline our asinine callers.
I think finding a better way right now would require technology that would send some sort of shock through the phone.
Mm-hmm. God,
I think it's got to be physical. I think it's got to be corporal punishment. This punishment of my mom's from Whoreville, it's just they're not
it's too easy.
Affected by that.
It's too easy.
If only we didn't live with the FCC regulations, I'd love for them to have to say... And I'm paraphrasing here from The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
My mother sews socks in hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
A great line that Linda Blair has. She turned around, yeah. My mother sews socks in hell. She doesn't say that, though.
I believe almost got the movie an X rating when it came out. That was such a controversial line. That was the most controversial line in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And she's hot as balls when she says it.
We're all in here, Dimitri, Father Karras.
Now, to me, that you know, if you say, my mom likes a big, full mouth of... Now, if you could say that,
right,
that's not as cute as Whoreville or Horonto.
I was talking about those kind of lines, you know, especially that one. That one came up when I was having dinner last night with Zelda Rubinstein, the little midget lady from Poltergeist.
Dwarf.
It was, pardon me, dwarf.
How's her mouth?
Amazing.
Warm.
Amazing. Really amazing.
Warm and inviting.
It's, you know, it's almost like it's filled with gel.
Because it is.
I'm gelling like Magellan, whatever that commercial is.
Oh, man. We played a game called Carol Ann, Stay Away from the Light.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Love you in Frisco. Hey, I see Sanjaya. It's kind of a Boogie Night story. You know, boy working in the dish room, and then they discover he has an unusual talent, and he takes over the world.
What if he is like Dirk Diggler?
That'd be
hey, you know what? You never look at the sister up top. You know what they always say? The sister up top, the son on the bottom.
That's what they always say, Mike.
That's what they say. That's what they say in the Shelby Lane family.
Hello.
Sunny Lane, sorry.
Don and
hey,
Mike
guys.
Show. Hi there.
Hey, last night, luckily my wife went to bed, and I paused that sister. Those things bounce up and down like 5 times when she hits the bottom of that chair.
And incidentally, that is the definition of really horny, when you have to freeze frame something on American Idol. Although, I've got to say, guilty as well with the first chick that came out with the backless thing on and her boobs.
Oh, she was hot.
All right, you want the definition? I freeze framed the Today Show today.
Oh.
And I was just sitting there. I was eating my breakfast, and it was late in the show when they do all the crap, and they have the like the fashion segment. And a model came out with Meredith doing the narration, and the model came out, and she had one of these little half jackets on, and it was what's that movie, The Deep, with Jacqueline. It was The Deep Revisited.
Wow,
I mean, as clear as day, and it was obviously somebody signaled her because she immediately went to the jacket and pulled the cover-up routine, and that's when I went back and revisited it.
Yeah, boy.
Slow-mo.
She's good. Yeah. Buzz, I can't believe you don't watch this show.
Well, I didn't realize what I was missing, I guess.
And Buzz, you know, can I say on behalf of everyone that's behind Sangina,
sure,
we could use your voting.
Okay, you know, I'll do what I can to help.
We could use your
text. We haven't discussed this. You will not have my support on this.
No.
Why?
You will not have me supporting you in this cause. I'm going for the oversized head all the way. I'm going for the traditional vote for my favorite, the oversized, especially when they comb that hair over her head. Who? Melinda Doolittle.
Oh, you know, they fixed her up a little bit last night.
I thought
night.
She looked as good as she possibly can.
They fixed her up so she didn't look quite like a midget.
So you're voting for Sangina because he's the worst, and you're doing that for
fun. I'm not
fun.
Really sure why you're voting for Sangina. I haven't gotten it yet. I haven't understood why you're doing it.
You said you were doing it for fun and to sort of test it to see if it's fixed. But what if it really hurts the show?
Because at the same time,
hurt,
you say you love
the show. It's the biggest show in the history of television.
Okay.
So you're not doing it. You know it. So you know it can't hurt the show.
The show is invincible.
If the worst guy wins, it's still invincible?
Not necessarily.
Do you think that Taylor Hicks was really the best guy last year?
Good point.
All this guy is just a watered-down Taylor Hicks. I mean,
touché.
He makes Taylor Hicks look like Taylor Hicks is Entertainer of the Year.
So in a sentence, the reason you're voting for Sangina is, what is the real reason? Are you doing
it'd be funny to have him win because he is...
As a joke.
In the 6 years
as
that
a
I
joke.
Have,
all right, you've made it sense.
In the
all
6 years
right.
I've watched the show, very seriously, he's the worst contestant that has ever got this far.
Well, this I have to see.
Ever.
And that will probably, if it does happen, it will require the judges to work much harder every week to somehow spin it.
But
they're not going to spin it. They're not going to try to spin it.
And besides,
he's not going to make it, though.
Tonight was the important night anyway. I really don't think he could really win. But if he makes it tonight, he's got to go out all summer with all those other people.
So great. Tonight will be, Sangina goes on, it'll be a triumph for you.
Yes. Then he will have made,
now I understand.
Will have made the top 10, and I would gladly spend that $30 in a heartbeat. again.
You've made a 10-year-old girl very happy.
Just like you'd spend $30 to buy a ticket to go see that Idols on Tour. Coming to the local Patriot Center.
If you want to see the nosebleed section, I mean, they're like, they're $50-$60 a ticket.
Right.
To go see that crap.
I don't know.
And I also thought one other thing that I don't know if you mentioned or not. I thought Peter Noon, who we had on the show yesterday, gave them pretty solid advice and actually said more than I thought he would.
They both gave great advice. Unfortunately, the contestants didn't take that advice.
Well, would you take advice from Peter Noon or Lulu? Let's be honest.
They didn't know who Peter Noon or Lulu were.
Right. I know who they are, and I don't know if I would have taken advice from them. But the advice was good.
I liked Lulu. I like Lulu.
And Peter
Noon's
had a lot of hits.
I'd do Lulu.
Oh, and the other thing Randy Jackson was saying, yo, Dawn, you took a song like from 45 years ago, Dawn. No, the Zombie song was not out 45 effing years ago. We're not that old, for God's sakes.
But Randy did go into his regular, it was just all right for me. He was all about saying that last night. That's what he did. I seen him. I seen him say that. It's just all right for me.
And the other kiss of death, everybody knows this. Well, you look great.
That was, I forgot what her name was, that she was singing, I think, another Shirley Bassey song. And you know when Paula says that. All Paula can say when they suck.
Well, you look great.
And Simon pointed that out last night, too. he said something about now you've depressed her because she knows that. That's the only thing she can say when they suck.
He's the worst. Sangina's the worst. And American Idol's the greatest.
So tonight we will hear thunderous applause coming from your domicile.
You bet when he makes it. Absolutely. Okay, when we come back, here's what we got going on. We got the American Chopper tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how good those are, if that's what we're looking for or not. Cut number 20. Oh, my goodness, we didn't get to any of the tapes or anything today.
Apparently, my father was one of several celebrities picked for a pretty prestigious honor as a business leader, which is pretty funny because I don't think he's ever picked up a copy of the Wall Street Journal in his whole entire life.
All right, so we've got lots of audio of the Tuttles.
That's great. That's great, Paulie Jr.
And the Tuttles talking the way that we like them to talk.
Right.
There's a Craig Wilson today.
Ah.
I didn't read it. John says it's a go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, boy?
I also think it's a go.
You think it's a go?
I do.
All right, we should go with that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite color? That says a lot about your sexual skills. I'll tell you off the top of my head, my favorite color is purple. Mike, what is your favorite color?
Brown.
Be serious.
I can't be serious. You were mentioning sex and color.
It's sometimes.
Come now. Now, what did you expect me to say?
Not the color that turns you on.
Oh. Red and angry. No, my favorite color is green.
Oh, and Buzz, what's your favorite color?
Blue. Absolutely blue.
All right. What is this? This is a thing that says, team of psychologists put together a list with your favorite color and what it means for you sexually.
Greenish brown.
Oh. Buzz, no. What was your color, Buzz?
Blue, blue. Always been blue for me.
Buzz is blue.
With a little black in it.
Congratulations. People who like blue are the best at sex.
Uh-huh.
You're affectionate, sensitive to your partner's needs,
yeah.
Giving and skilled.
Very giving.
You enjoy full foreplay, relations, and enjoying the other person's company post-coitus.
It's like they know me.
What is
Listen to that. Listen to that. It's like an ad for him.
What's your color, Mike?
Mine is green.
Green.
People who love green are sexually innocent. If you're a man, you'll always be a little awkward and clumsy.
Okay, God damn it.
But in a charming way.
Damn it. Where's this go?
People who like green are gentle, but not really passionate. They also aren't cheaters.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that.
Purple.
Your favorite color.
Yours is purple.
People who love...
Sometimes.
People who love purple usually think they're too sophisticated for wild relations. You like to take care of business and get things done. And you're more concerned with getting your own gratification than hooking your partner up.
Wow. Wow. It's on the money.
I don't mind being honest.
Did I mention what my real favorite color was?
What's that?
Blue.
What about orange?
Orange? You like that, Robbie?
I like orange. Orange is nice.
Did you see this list?
No.
What is orange?
People who are into orange. You can step up to the microphone now.
Oh, this has got to be good. This has got to be good.
Front and center.
I'm even wearing my orange t-shirt today.
You're wearing
today.
Orange today.
Welcome back to the star stage, Rob.
It's great. Great to be in the top 10.
Is our big band here tonight?
No, it's not. Hold on.
Big band? Never mind. Don't bother looking for it. Orange. People who are into orange are into fantasies. They like experimenting. And spanking. And for whatever reason.
Wow.
That's
for whatever,
that's true, Buzz.
For whatever reason, they spend a long time on foreplay.
So much it's fiveplay.
Oh, now,
does fantasy count Dungeons and Dragons?
There is one magic color here. Let me just very quickly ask John in the back room.
Okay.
Yanni, what's your favorite color?
I'll go with red.
Well, no, red is it really?
No, really, red.
Okay. Joe, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Hey, stud.
There you go. Yeah.
Choose right. A second. He should have to choose a second.
What's
if
Joe's
blue is
second
taken.
Favorite
Joe,
color?
Joe, what's your second favorite color?
Black.
There you go.
What's your third favorite color?
Yellow.
That's a good one, Joe.
What did you do with your girlfriend last night?
We're going with yellow for Joe.
Let me see. As I look at this list, I see red means you're crazy in bed.
Hey.
Johnny.
Knew it.
Pink means you are immature sexually, and it also means you're a cheater.
Oh, I forgot. My second favorite color is pink.
Green and pink.
Black means you're a deviant.
Uh-huh.
You like S&M.
They sure are.
Let me see.
That's my second favorite.
White. Are people who consider themselves pure, like to have pet names, and yellow.
Yellow.
People who are yellow are adaptable. Also, yellow is a gay person's most common favorite color.
Really?
Dun, 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 dun!
Gay, 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 gay.
Canary yellow.
That's why I was trolling, fishing for yellow. See if we had anybody out there.
Think I'm going to head down to the gay bar.
Yours is just as good. Go home and have some spanking, and afterwards, spend a long time on foreplay.
After the fantasy.
Yeah, but it's no green where you're awkward in bed.
Come
on. Well, you could be like me.
Without passion.
Just concerned about my own needs.
Yeah, but there's nothing about passion in there, you know?
There is for Blue.
Get your needs taken care of passionately.
Buzz Blue. Yeah, right. I agree, Rob.
His favorite color is pot.
That's not a color.
A caring, giving lover.
Okay, be right back, my friend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.